In this episode, I'm going to talk about being an Alzheimer's family caregiver, the long goodbye, and invite you to a very special event. We are bold, strong, courageous, and compassionate. We are warriors, daily sacrificing our own lives to care for a loved one with Alzheimer's. How do we as caregivers cope with the stress, the constant changes, the financial strain, plan for a life when our caregiving duties are over, all while providing the best care possible for our loved one? These are the glaring questions this podcast will explore. My name is Nancy Landa. Welcome to Alzheimer's Caregiver Radio. I was a caregiver. I was the primary caregiver for my elderly mother, who suffered in her last few years on Earth from the advanced stages of Alzheimer's disease. It is a desperately cruel disease, most are, I know, in that it robs people, by and large, of their dignity and their independence at a stage in life when they need it most. In the United Kingdom, the Alzheimer's Society claimed in a recent survey that over 750,000 people suffer from Alzheimer's and related dementia problems. In the United States, it is calculated that an estimated 4.5 million people suffer from Alzheimer's, and that this figure has doubled since 1980. But here are some further alarming statistics. These highlight the fact that it is possible that in the U.S. alone, the number of people suffering from Alzheimer's could more than double to between 11.5 and 13 million sufferers by 2050. Alzheimer's disease is what is described as a progressive disorder of the brain that gradually destroys a person's memory, their ability to learn, reason, make judgments, communicate, and carry out daily activities. As the disease progresses, sufferers may also experience changes in their personality and display such behavioral changes ranging from anxiety, agitation, or suspicion right up to and or including delusions and hallucinations. Although there are currently no cure for Alzheimer's, new treatments are on the horizon as a result of accelerating insight into the biology of the disease. Research has also shown that effective care and support can improve the quality of life of individuals and their caregivers over the course of the disease, from diagnosis to the end of life. Consider the long-term implications for Alzheimer's sufferers. The hidden sociological impact will in reality be borne on the shoulders of those who will be caring for the sufferers. It is indeed a bittersweet irony that those who care for the sufferers in reality suffer more than the sufferers do themselves. Can I say that again? Those who care for the sufferers in reality suffer more than the sufferers do themselves. This fact in itself has been largely responsible for another survey finding recently, and that was the fact that Americans are equally afraid of caring for someone who has Alzheimer's as much as they are of developing the disease themselves. Approximately one in two American adults are more apprehensive of caring for a partner or loved one who has developed Alzheimer's. Just less than one in five American adults have indicated that they are more afraid of getting the disease themselves. That's 17%. The real problem from an Alzheimer's family caregiver's perspective is that no two people experience Alzheimer's disease in the same way. As a result, there's no one approach to caregiving. Your caregiving responsibilities can range from making financial decisions, managing changes in behavior, to helping a loved one get dressed in the morning. Handling these duties is hard work, but by learning caregiving skills, you can make sure that your loved one feels supported and is living a full life. You can also ensure that they are taking steps to preserve your own well-being. Caring for someone who has Alzheimer's disease or another illness involving dementia can be very difficult, time-consuming, and stressful. Serious understatement here. Here are some things a caregiver can do to help the person with Alzheimer's disease while also reducing the substantial burden that comes with caregiving. The Alzheimer's family caregiver should stay informed. Knowledge equals power. The more you know about Alzheimer's disease or any other signs of dementia, the better you can prepare yourself to deal with problems that may arise. Share concerns with the person. A person who is mildly to moderately impaired can assist in his or her own care. Memory aids and other strategies can be created by the person with dementia and the caregiver together. Now, this is easier said than done, I know, but you have to give it a try. But, and this is a big but, no laughs here, please. It is essential that you realize that you are probably dealing with a person who, if they have any cognizance at all, will be in denial. For some unspoken reason, we were afraid to tell Mom she had the disease. We went months without telling her the diagnosis. Then one day I decided to let her know what was going on. I gave her a copy of the psychiatrist's evaluation. She never gave it back to me. I believe she threw it away, as I never found it even when I went through all of her things. Perhaps that wasn't the best way to handle it. I just hated the way we all danced around the subject, never revealing to her what was really going on. I put myself in her place and decided that I'd want to know what was going on so I could be a part of the decisions that needed to be made. At the time, Mom was in the early to moderate stages of the disease. It was possible to have conversations with her, and she had the ability to understand. Unfortunately, Alzheimer's disease was not something she wanted to talk about. In fact, she denied anything was wrong with her. I think because she saw her mother go through it, getting it herself became her biggest fear. So she was in denial about it most of the time. Her pride is perhaps what kept her from talking about it openly with those that were closest to her. Solve problems one at a time. A multitude of problems may occur that may seem insurmountable at the time. Work on one specific problem at a time. You do not have to solve every problem all at once. As the saying goes, success by the inch is a cinch, by the yard it's hard. And in this case, this has never been more true. You might feel like you're in a constant battle over something with your loved one. Pick your battles. What I did was ask myself, is this hindering her safety? If it was, that battle was worth fighting. If not, I did my best to just let it go. I wasn't always successful with that. Use your imagination as an Alzheimer's family caregiver. One of the keys to handling this disease is your ability to adapt. If something can't be done one way, try another. For example, if the person only uses his or her fingers for eating, do not keep fighting. Just serve as many finger foods as possible. Your creativity will play a large role in your ability to do this. If you are a parent, think about the things you did with your young children and try some of those. It's like parenting in reverse, though. You teach a child correct behavior and expect to see results for those corrections. Correcting someone with Alzheimer's disease is futile, at best. So this is where you need to find creative ways to work around those issues. Establish an environment that encourages freedom and activity within limits. Try to create a stable, balanced schedule for meals, medication, etc., but also encourage activities that the patient can handle, such as taking a walk or visiting an old friend. Remember, the person with Alzheimer's disease is not the only one whose needs must be taken into consideration. You, as a caregiver, have needs and desires that must be also met. First, try and find some time for yourself, even though this suggestion may seem like an impossibility. Find some time during the week where you can have someone else watch your loved one, whether it be a relative, friend, or neighbor, and then do something for yourself. The Alzheimer's family caregiver should avoid social isolation. Keep up contacts with friends and relatives. It's easy to get burned out when it seems like you have no one to turn to. Another way to establish contacts is by joining the Alzheimer's Association or other such support groups in your area. Talking with other families who share many of the very same problems can be very reassuring. It helps you know that you're not alone in your round-the-clock struggles. This is something I wish I could have done, and can't encourage you enough to just do it. When you're in the midst of it all, it feels like you're the only one dealing with it. If joining a local group is something you just can't do, I have a couple of options for you to consider. I've really been giving this a lot of thought, wondering what can I do to help you, aside from my podcast and blog. I asked myself what I wanted more than anything back in my days as a caregiver. I wanted to feel connected. I wanted to feel like I belonged. Going to my local Alzheimer's Association support group meant taking Mom out in the evening, which would have been a challenge, or finding someone to watch her. So I never went. I suspect many listening today are in a similar position. I have come up with a solution. This Thursday, November 21st, I am hosting a live webinar event called Alzheimer's Dementia Family Caregiver Solutions. I'll be covering how to find joy in caregiving a loved one with Alzheimer's dementia, managing caregiver stress, especially during the holidays, and of course, I'll reveal my new solution to feeling isolated. I am so excited about this because this solution has never been done before. No, it's not another Facebook group, though I will probably build one of those as well. I originally planned to launch this sometime next year, I realize that the holidays are particularly difficult for caregivers, and I want to help. My solution will do that. If you're even the least bit curious, go to register for the webinar at alzheimerscaregiverradio.com/register. Register even if you can't attend, because the session will be recorded and those who are registered will receive the replay. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this event. As an alternative, there are many Facebook groups available that you can join. You'll find a lot of support and suggestions in these groups from their members, so you won't feel so all alone. That being said, there's really nothing like a support group that meets live, locally, or virtually. Find one that you can attend and create new friendships along the way. Alzheimer's family caregiver, well, it is really a long goodbye, isn't it? It is as long goodbye as you watch your loved one lose part of themselves. They lose their memories, including who you are or how you are related to them. In addition, they slowly lose their ability to take care of themselves properly. What used to come easily to them now becomes a challenge. With each change, it's a new goodbye to who they were. For my mom, it was a slow progression over 12 to 13 years. As a family Alzheimer's caregiver, I'm grateful it was slow. There was plenty of time to provide her with comfort, joy, and love. At her core, she was still my mom, even though that part of her was slipping away each day. It was my honor to be with her to the end. Because at the end, you'll realize it's more about the memories you created for yourself with your loved one that will come back to you long after they're gone. So create the best long goodbye for yourself with your loved one that you can. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, and you'll be notified as soon as a new one is available. Feel free to write a review to let me know what you enjoyed and didn't enjoy about this podcast. Your feedback is appreciated and helps me do a great job for you. Now, if you'd like to tell your story as a caregiver of a loved one with Alzheimer's, here's your chance to be heard. I'd like to invite you to be a guest on a future episode. Simply send me an email at guest@alzheimerscaregiverradio.com. Tell me a little about your journey as a caregiver and be sure to include your U.S. phone number with the best time to reach you. And for all my listeners, I have a free gift to show my appreciation for you. It's my Alzheimer's Caregiver Survival Cheat Sheet. You can pick up your copy at alzheimerscaregiverradio.com/free. For more information about anything on today's show, head on over to my blog at alzheimerscaregiverradio.com/blog. You'll find all the information covered on today's podcast, including links for easy navigation.